All right, everyone, get ready, because today we are diving into something kind of cool, really exciting stuff. It's called the Philadelphia Open Innovation Tournament. And let me tell you, this ain't like your grandma's baking contest.
Yeah, think of it more like a launching pad for those game-changing ideas, really designed to like give Philadelphia that extra oomph, that growth, and, you know, make a real impact out there in the world.
I love that. Forget baking cupcakes, this, like, cooking up the future of Philly, right? But why does this tournament even exist? Why?
Well, that's the really cool part. See, the whole idea is that Philadelphia, it's like brimming with all these incredible minds, you know? And this tournament wants to bring all those minds together, spark up some serious collaboration, make a space where innovative ideas can really, like, blossom.
So it's about harnessing that, like, collective brain power of Philly to tackle some real world problems and hopefully, you know, make some positive change happen. Okay, I'm hooked already. Tell me how it all goes down.
So picture this three rounds, intense rounds. Round one, it's all about visual storytelling. So teams create posters, right? But these posters got to communicate their big idea in a way that's super clear and captivating.
Okay, so like a visual elevator pitch where a single glance, you know, can get someone interested, spark their curiosity.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay, so you've got this killer idea. You've condensed it down into this awesome poster. Then what?
Round two. And this is where things get really, really interesting. This is the pitch. And each team, just 1 minute. 1 minute to sell their idea.
Whoa, 1 minute to win those judges over. Talk about pressure. But wait, I was looking at the guide earlier and it mentioned something called a rescue round. What is that all about?
See, that's where it gets really cool. So even if a team, you know, they don't quite make it through that first round, they get another shot. Another shot to impress the judges with their pitch.
So it's all about second chances. I love that. Sometimes you just need a little more time to really, like, polish your message, you know? Okay, so let's say your poster. It's amazing. Judges love it. And then your pitch, home run. You've made it. Final round, what goes down?
All right. So the final six teams, they enter the arena for round three. And this is it. This is the ultimate showdown. They deliver a 5-minute presentation with slides. And get ready, because they're going to face some tough questions from a panel of experienced judges. No pressure.
5 minutes to present your idea. Field questions from experts. I mean, we are talking high stakes innovation here.
Yeah.
But what are these teams actually competing for? Besides, you know, eternal glory, of course.
Well, bragging rights are nice. But seriously, the prizes. Awesome. We're talking the best overall team. They don't just win. They get their names etched in history on a replica Stanley Cup trophy.
Wait, are you serious? A Stanley Cup. That is amazing. Man, I can already see the victory selfies now.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A Stanley Cup, that's wild. But it's not just about, like, who takes home the big trophy at the end, right? I mean, it sounds like this tournament is designed to, like, benefit everyone who participates.
You got it. Think about it. You get to pitch your idea to, like, a panel of experts, right? Get their feedback. Network with potential investors, mentors even. It's like a crash course in launching a startup, but with a chance to win some pretty awesome prizes on top of it all.
So even if you don't walk away with that Stanley Cup, you're walking away with knowledge, connections, maybe even a game plan for how to make your idea a reality. I mean, that is priceless.
Exactly. And don't forget that, like, that whole energy of collaboration, that's going to be buzzing during this whole tournament.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be surrounded by all these other innovators, people who are passionate, ready to share ideas, brainstorm, support each other along the way.
Yeah. I mean, the networking alone sounds incredible.
Oh, and speaking of incredible, did you notice how the guide, it actually encourages people to, like, use AI? Throughout the entire process.
I did, yeah. It even recommended, like, some specific tools, ChatGPT Plus and Claude Pro, for, like, everything. From brainstorming to, get this, creating mock-ups and prototypes. It's like having a whole team of, like, virtual assistants at your beck and call.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about it. You know, the open innovation tournament. You don't need to be a design guru or a coding whiz to present a really polished and compelling idea. AI, it kind of levels that playing field, you know? So anyone, no matter what their background is, can show off their ideas in the best possible light.
I love that. It really, like, democratizes that whole innovation process. It opens doors for people who maybe wouldn't have had those resources before, you know?
For sure. And think about the time it saves. Imagine you can generate a professional logo or even a working prototype in minutes. That frees you up to really focus on refining your ideas, your pitch, connecting with the right people.
It's like this tournament is saying, we're not just giving you a stage, we're giving you the tools you need to build something amazing. Now, I got to ask about those different leagues. The guide mentioned six, right? What are those all about?
Right. So the leagues, they're all about capturing that variety, that diversity of innovation happening right here in Philly. So we've got edutech, green tech, hard tech, healthcare software, and sports tech.
Wow. Okay, that covers a lot. It sounds like no matter what you're passionate about, there is a place for you in this tournament.
Totally. Passionate about changing education? Head to the EduTech League. Dreaming of a greener future? Green tech's calling your name. Or maybe you want to build cutting-edge hardware, life-changing healthcare technologies. Hard tech and healthcare are the places to be. And of course, for all those software gurus and sports enthusiasts out there, we've got the Software and Sports Tech Leagues. It's all about making a real impact.
It's so cool to see all these different fields represented. It really speaks to the talent and innovation happening in Philadelphia, right? But I'm curious, are these leagues, like, totally separate? Or do they get to interact, maybe even collaborate with each other?
That's a great question. So while each league has its own focus, the tournament is designed to encourage that cross-pollination of ideas. You're encouraged to check out presentations, workshops, even if they're not in your league. You never know what might spark a connection or a cool collaboration.
Ooh, I love that. I bet some really groundbreaking stuff is going to come out of those chance encounters.
That's the idea. And those coaches and judges we talked about, they come from all walks of life, different industries. So they bring a wealth of knowledge to every participant, no matter what league they're in.
So you're not just like stuck with people in your lane. You can actually mingle and connect with innovators from all these different worlds. I mean,
yeah.
Talk about a recipe for like unexpected breakthroughs, right?
Right. And the guide, you know, it even gives you tips on how to really nail each round. Like for the posters, it's all about keeping it visually clear and the message nice and concise. Imagine one poster, it grabs your attention, makes you curious, makes you want to know more.
It's like they always say, a picture's worth 1,000 words, but in this case, it could be worth like 1,000 investors or collaborators, you know?
You got it. And then there's the pitch, right? That 1 minute of fame. The guide talks a lot about finding that simple but powerful narrative. Who are you talking to? What problem are you solving? And what makes your solution so unique? Those are the questions that'll make you stand out to the judges.
So it's about like cutting through all the noise and delivering something that's super clear, impossible to ignore. Makes sense. But what about that final round? 5 minutes to like, wow, these experts with your idea, that's got to be nerve-wracking.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But this is where the guide gets really interesting. It actually encourages those finalists to go beyond the typical slides and embrace AI for prototyping.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying these participants are creating working prototypes? Like live during their presentation.
That's exactly what I'm saying. With tools like ChatGPT Plus, Claude Pro, they can whip up some functional code, design interfaces, even make 3D models, all in a matter of minutes. It's about showing, not just telling, what their idea can really do.
Okay, that's next level. It's not enough to just talk the talk anymore. You got to show them what's possible right here, right now.
Exactly. And for anyone who's maybe not a tech wizard, don't worry. The guide breaks it all down, step by step. It's all about making innovation accessible to everyone, no matter their background. Remember, anyone with a great idea can make it happen.
Man, this whole tournament sounds incredible. But it's not just about like the competition itself, right? I mean, the guide really emphasizes keeping that momentum going, nurturing those ideas and connections, even after the tournament is over.
That's so important. Think of the Philadelphia Open Innovation Tournament as that initial spark. You're connecting with the right people, getting feedback, plugging into this awesome network of innovators in Philly. But the real work, that starts after the tournament.
So whether you're like a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting to explore the world of innovation, this tournament, it's an opportunity you don't want to miss.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about creativity, taking risks, and joining a community of passionate people, all working towards a brighter future for Philadelphia.
So if you're listening and you feel that little spark, that itch to make a difference, this is your call. Mm-hmm. The Philadelphia Open Innovation Tournament wants you. Are you going to answer? Until next time, everyone, stay curious and keep innovating.